and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. This episode is brought to you by United Health, and I'd like to take you around with the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Haru playing Toluga.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Sorry, I got health benefits on my mind. I'm getting my eyes checked.
He's so concerned that every single spider knows cards are in the mail.
They gotta know. So I'm getting my eyes checked. I'm finally getting a new pair of glasses after like 8 years.
That's exciting. That was a beefy episode.
Yeah.
That was a big one. But I mean, we had like a lot to do.
The fact of Yarno dying in... Listen, last is like, all right, your benefits package.
Last
here we go.
Thing Let's I
go
know, through I it
line by line.
Last thing I want is that spider getting upset because he didn't get his insurance card. His spider wife is dying.
How about our actual friend is dying?
Well, then he might get mad and bite Yarno and kill him faster.
I mean, yeah.
Listen, the potential for a spider coup is very real with Ryan.
Yes, but you control them.
Yeah, you have the hat.
But I don't want to force control.
Right, but if they try and kill you, you're going to.
They're very, pliable. They're just like, yeah, whatever, King. Cool. All right, yeah.
Listen, I know you're 100 nicer. Episodes down yeah. the line, Ryan, you're like, the spiders don't like the way you rule. They killed all your friends and family.
Their monthly premiums are too much.
Bleebly hostage. And they're going to kill you.
The spiders demand a stipend of flies. They must have it.
I know you.
Yeah, so
I'm nipping you in the butt early. I'm giving them everything they want.
I was like, that's just a long one. I'm actually like happy we started that episode with you guys just immediately teleporting into the action. Because imagine if we had spent another 20 minutes of bits in the Underdark as you guys were trying to leave.
It would have been probably a half hour.
Can we assume that on the way up, I've told Luga she can go back to Gertie and fix up the... And tell them we need this thing souped up.
Yeah.
Maximum speed. It's a couple nitrous, maybe a jet engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we'll start off next episode. You guys can get to Gertie's and then pick what vehicle you want to take into the desert.
I'm thinking the Corvette.
How many seats is the Corvette?
I think it's two.
It's a two-seater because he used to have his dog in the front seat with him.
But you're goo.
Yeah.
I'm riding the trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and the hermit crab.
I mean, ideally, you want to take the fastest car.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming is the...
It is the souped up one, yeah. Your truck is going to have more weapons on it, but this is really like less... It's more about getting to him as fast as you can, basically.
Yeah.
I think that's how we're going to kind of structure this next one.
What are we
going
to do with Reggie? Should we leave Reggie? Or
well, how fast...
We can leave Reggie at Gertie's and have him help. I feel like the more...
Yeah.
Enhance, we make the truck and reinforce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what if we made it all that glass that's indestructible?
The entire truck see-through.
But it got an AC of 20.
Yeah. I have a question. What's the speed on the hot rod?
What is the speed on the truck?
It was like wicked fast.
Yeah. I think the truck could go like 100 or something like that.
I think the truck was like 300.
It was like Schumacher.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
did you just look up the F1 racer?
No,
it's 100.
The truck is 100, yeah.
Both the...
And the buggy are 100.
They're both 100.
Your car is going to be 120. I want it to be just a little, like a kip faster than like everyone else. But so I used to watch Formula One racing as a child for no reason. It was just always on at my grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. So, and they were very German. So they like loved Michael Schumacher. And I was going through making like basically just stupid like names off of other racers.
Burnfart,
I felt was
Dale Earnhardt.
Of course. Fantastic. Thank you. It came to me like a vision.
Who's the fucking
Sebulba from
whatever.
Episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Okay.
The pod racer.
Racing.
Yeah. I am Sebulba. And then I was like, for the third one, I was like, I actually thought it'd be funnier if it was just actual Michael Schumacher.
Well, you're right. Yeah. I instantly fell in love with the man.
I like the idea of there being a human man, just a German man, middle-aged, wandering in this like castle, doesn't know why he's there, forced to race. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
I think we should take the dune buggy out.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It seats four.
Well,
are you going to put Yarno once we get to
him? I mean, Yarno was already on his way to Petch. We weren't bringing him back. Right?
Well, Yarno was basically going to find out what happened to Arendir, essentially. Now we kind of know, obviously, what happened to Arendir.
Well, we want him back in the Underdark, but I don't think we want to bring him back to Badgale.
Not with everything going on, probably no.
So I think we send him off to Petch once things calm down, weather-wise.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so yeah, we definitely Wait, no.
Well, Petch is going on a dune buggy, right?
Yeah. After he takes his Tums.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of all the fucking hot dogs.
We can probably get
so dehydrated.
Gorpor and Yarno in that buggy to send them back to Petch's.
Yeah, because Gorpor still needs to run Yarno.
But if we bring Reggie with us in a 4-seat vehicle, he can teleport us back immediately.
That's true.
But the vehicle will it teleport the vehicle?
Does it fit inside the circle?
Mm. And didn't you say Bog Collie like an anti-magic?
Yeah.
Field?
So
it would have to be outside, like teleport.
I'm pretty sure teleport. It's like it specifies a certain amount of creatures. I wouldn't probably include a vehicle in that. Yeah, unfortunately.
Never mind then. Fuck you, Reggie.
And doesn't it take a while to write? Like,
an hour or something. But yeah, I mean, either way, not like a super great option, really.
No,
you basically have to get to Yarno and back by morning without anyone really finding out you've got out of there.
We'll just have to take shifts taking naps.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are all like kind of fully rested anyway. If anything, well, you know, some of us.
I've just used a spell slot to figure out.
Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, I think we, it'll be spicy next time. But yeah, you guys were killing me at that party. That was so funny. Fucking Theo, shooting that guy in the head was such like an insane move.
Yeah, it was insane, but...
Insane like a fox.
We just established that the sack was going to do like a slow death.
Right, but...
To a demon.
Right, to a demon like him.
Oh, I was going to have it kill that guy immediately.
Right.
Yeah, he would have dropped like the second he bit it.
And then Monzo wouldn't have ate it at all.
Yeah.
So I had to think... The only thing I can think of is making it act like I was trying to protect him because there's nothing else I could do.
It was just a super decisive action out of nowhere. It completely... I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, shoot that guy. Good. I like the idea of being like, he had a knife on him when there's like a full room of people with like wizard staves and fucking blades.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
It's insane, but I had to...
Luckily, Mansa is a horrible ruler who has no, you know... Doesn't care about any of the people who works for him. So he's kind of fine with it.
I was literally sitting here like, how do we get out of this? And then as like everyone was pushing forward, I'm like, the only thing I had to shoot this guy in the head. Glibnor, plant something on him.
It was really funny too, because I was going to have it so that once he bit the donut, he fell and died. And then Monzo was like, oh no, I was loaning him from House Ronzo. They're going to be so pissed. So it was going to be like, I was always going to have it be that like, if you did kill the poison tester, it was like kind of a wash, but I was not expecting him to just get like capped in front of the whole party.
Hey, in my cool death gear, it
probably looked very metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glebnor sneaking away to see Krizik.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So scary.
I really toyed with going to open the Boulet cage.
Oh, I was really hoping you would.
Like while they were talking.
Mm-hmm.
That would be funny.
See what happens. I went against my fucking instincts.
Oh, don't worry. I'll phone in on the spiders.
Open that cage.
And run. He's going to eat everyone.
Boulet doesn't care about spiders. They're too little.
Yeah. He wanted innocent women and children.
Yeah, that's his favorite. He specified innocent.
Yeah. And emphasis on eating children.
Oh, God. It was insanity.
Yeah. The Boulet named Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
PH.
Yeah. A lot of that Nat 20 to realize Monza wasn't really drunk was fucking... baby.
Well, I mean, at that point, it didn't really matter to me because I'm like, all right, he ate the sack.
Yeah,
he's
it's already
die.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, but now we know
mm-hmm.
Krizik is directly involved in this race.
Yeah. Obviously, I had a feeling that was the case. Well,
we also now know he has the blade to confirm everything.
Yeah, I don't think I may not have described it, but because I think I wanted to kind of be like Krizik was almost like cast in shadow when you overheard it, but he does have a blade on his hip. Yeah.
So he actually has the blade in position.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, initially maybe I'll make it like the reward for winning the race is the blade. But then it was like, Krizik doesn't have to like do that. He showed up. No one was there to like stop him when he arrived. Monza gave it up is right when he was asked for it, basically. So yeah, I was like, plus I think it's like, I don't need to bait you guys into doing a death race. That's like a thing you just want to do anyway because it's fun.
We already want
to
kill what was it, two out of the three competitors.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cebuba.
Burn fart's going down.
Burn fart's already
Dale
gone.
Dale burn fart.
Nobody farts in my face.
He'll see. Just letting it rip. If anything, that probably added some extra poison onto the
yeah. That's probably some poison gas right there.
Yeah, he has a really, really fun car. Let me just tell you that much.
It's run the off gas mobile. Farts.
It's a full, it's just the fumes coming off that thing.
Methane powered.
It's the shape of an yeah. ass. He's sticking He's out
like,
of
the in the nitrous.
It's like in Rick and Morty and they're like that like butt planet.
License plate, ass man.
Ass blaster.
Yeah, I found for Sabuba, I found this like stat block that I was like going through a book, just trying to find, I was like, does anything in here have like fucking random gadgets and shit? And then I found this thing called an Ahu Nixta that has like every one of the things is something I can see a pod racer using. So I was like, Sabuba, it is time. And then I was like trying to think, I was like, all right, what would Sebulba be if he were a D&D character? And he is kind of weirdly built like those creepy Neogi spider guys. So figured that kind of fit. I also just watched Phantom Menace like last week, so I'm in the mood.
Holds up.
It does hold up.
Now this is
I like the weird, boring politics now as an adult.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, this trade embargo is popping off. Like, Newt Gunray? That guy's a very compelling character.
Right?
It's, you know, that is, those movies sometimes I get a little weird where I'm like, George, what's that guy doing? Why does that guy look like that? Why is that hat like that, George? George, that guy's Chinese.
Like, it's thinly veiled.
It's super weird. But, you know, he's given us so much wacky shit. He can make a vaguely racist alien every once in a while. I think we'll give it to him. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I thought I wanted all the Star Wars. Turns out I wanted just a little bit of Star Wars.
Yeah. I only like Andor now, I think. I think that's where I fit. I want scary spy thrillers.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I'm watching like Mandalorian, I feel like Disney's just like jingling keys and I'm a baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yay, what's he do with his jetpack? It's like someone's smashing action figures together in front of me while I clap.
Like, hey kids, you want to buy some action figures?
Yeah, I just. So yeah, it would be nice. Maybe we have more adult Star Wars would be kind of nice, I guess. I don't know. There's so many good shows now. It's tough. What are you going to do? Ours is okay. We're trying. We're out here. 70 fucking something episodes deep at this point.
We got a death race coming up.
We do have a death race coming up.
I fisted a guy.
Yeah. Sorry about that again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Kit Fisto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Star Wars name.
Yeah. It all ties together.
I do. It is so funny. Like,
come on, Disney, send us the cease and desist.
I feel like when you're 12 years old, you just pick an obscure Jedi in the background to be your favorite guy.
That's my Kit Fisto.
Yeah. Kit Fisto's a good one.
He was cool and green.
Yeah.
Like, nice dreads.
Yeah, I remember Genndy Tartakovsky did the like animated Star Wars.
The best Star Wars product ever made.
I 100% agree with that. But there's a full Kit Fisto episode of him just taking
dude,
on, like,
he's underwater
fleet.
Just fucking so shredding,
good.
Dude.
He's so good.
His lightsaber's all boiling because it's underwater.
It's sick as hell. That series is so sick.
Dude.
I've watched none of this.
God, dude.
Oh, so two seasons, yeah. Super quick.
It's really good.
It's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, and it used to basically, yeah, it wasn't for a while either. Yeah.
Because it was basically a Cartoon Network.
The way that it like came out was also insane. So it would basically play in 5-minute chunks on Cartoon Network. Yeah.
Like in between shows.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
So
that's so random.
Every episode
is season one is like 55-minute episodes. And then season two, it moves to an actual half an hour format.
Yeah.
But it's just like super quick in and out. Like, this is what this guy's doing right now.
Yeah. And you like had to watch it live.
Yeah,
because then
it was 2001.
Yeah, and then it came out on DVD 5 years later or something.
I have them.
So, like, I do too. They're down there. So, I remember, like, watching and being like, this is the coolest fucking thing ever. And then for years just being like, did I have a fever dream where Samurai Jack was in the Star Wars universe or something? Yeah, like
the exact same animation.
It looks exactly the same. And there's so many fucking episodes of that. Yeah. I obviously, that Samurai Jack actually is a pretty huge influence on like most of my world building shit. I like just having like wonky, weird sci-fi stuff and then throwing like knights and samurais on top of it. It's like pretty, the world building in that show is very cool.
Where's my fun Scottish soldier?
Right. Oh, that's true. I'm going to give you, what a cool idea for a character. A Scotsman with a machine gun leg. Can't go wrong.
I love how when he's super old, he's still talking shit to
Aku. I know. He has like 100 daughters who all whoop ass. Yeah.
Aku's his dying moments were great. It's just him shit talking Aku until he laser blasts. He couldn't take it anymore.
That final season of Samurai Jack was really fucking good. I had a real.
The one that came back?
Yeah.
I still haven't watched it.
Oh, it's so really dark.
Good. I know. It's so old and I still haven't watched it.
The first episode, Jack's like, I think I'm going to kill myself. Yeah. And like, he can't die. So he's just trapped in there forever. It's awful. It's hard to watch.
Our adult poor boy. Themes.
Yeah. Well, they're like, our audience is 30 now, so we can give them something cooler.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, let's. I guess we can stop talking about Genndy Tartakovsky, how great he is. No. What else happened in this episode?
Welcome back to Genndy Tartakovsky. Primal white
stance tool.
Yeah, I liked. I liked everyone's
confidence.
The outfits on everyone were really funny. When you were describing what you look like, I'm like, you just look like a weird guy in the background of like Dune.
Yeah.
Like the 70s Dune.
Just oh my see, God. Yeah.
A guy with super wide pants and a really tall hat is such an absurd looking thing.
I'm about the death race. Yeah.
Yeah. You got it. I get it.
I have all this confidence. Fucking all chest walking.
I really like you and Schumach for some reason. That's like such a funny.
I'm trying to add added tensions to get more information. Yeah. So then when he dies, we can be like, oh, Schumach did it. Kill him. The dragon did it. Kill him.
Yeah, Gilda.
Gilda hasn't said one word.
No one's ever gone to talk to her.
Yep.
I've been waiting for someone to like start something with her. I actually made her a really funny character. I don't know if we'll ever get to
use
her.
We don't have time.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't really come up organically, so I never really added it. I was just like the idea too of just like a sleepy dragon always in the background, but
I think mainly I haven't gone up to her just because
you can speak native tongue.
Well, yeah, but
I'm assuming it doesn't speak common.
No, just draconic.
Yeah,
I haven't gone up and talked to her mainly because it's Mansa's like love interest. So I'm like, if she agreed to all this and she's hanging out here, she could probably kill him. She's a dragon.
Yeah.
So she's probably here just having a good time. So she probably likes him. So I'm like, meh. I can't turn her against him. Mm-hmm. Can't use that. So there's no point in...
It is funny. Like, once you guys saw that there was, like, cracks with, like, Greg, you were like, that's the route we're going.
Yeah.
That's the weak part of this polyamorous relationship.
Unintentionally saved Greg.
Yeah.
That's where you go when you see those cracks.
I know. You, like, gave Schumach the ick for Greg, which is, like, what he's been desperately needing. He's got a couple days of respite. You know, it's tough being a spy.
Now I gotta tease him.
He's a honeypot.
He's a honeypot. Yeah, Greg, my honeypot.
I loved Lorenzo calling me shit mouth.
Shit mouth. Yeah, that was a strong one.
Thank you.
I love Lorenz. That's one of my.
He's one of my favorite. Great.
I was picturing, because the last time he talked to you, you were like, we're gonna kill him. So I think he was like, it's happening right now.
Like, it's I guess moment. It did.
I wanted to like give him food to be like, hey, we're still cool, everything's great, but like I said, keep up appearances. I had to throw other food on to make it look that way.
That was so stupid.
Oh, so stupid.
God, what a dumb episode. But I was just laughing for 90 minutes straight, so I feel like that's like
the best.
That's the goods.
That's the good stuff.
That's the goods. All right. So next episode, we will be making a frantic dash into the desert to save everyone's favorite little artificer, Yarno.
I don't know. Mine's Yurg.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's a tough matchup. Yurg's pretty great.
You make it the blue. I love Yarno. He's like my dad.
Yeah.
Because he basically is your dad.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the dad who stepped up.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, get us out of here if you wouldn't mind.
All right, everybody. Thank you always for listening to Dicey Situations. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe, leave a comment. Comment, push the algo. Algo! I had something to say. Now I can't remember. We're going to go save Yarno, I guess, now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Pray for Yarno.
Pray for Yarno.
Ryan will kill him on us.
What about Gorpor?
Gorpor's just knocked out. He's fine. That we know of. He's fine. He's fine.
Kill Gorpor.
He wouldn't kill either one of them off screen. So we gotta
hurry. He'll wait till we get there and then he'll be like, oh, you just made it in time to watch him die.
All right, gotta hustle up. Bye. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.